Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, maybe today I'm going to travel a little bit further. You know, visiting neighbors, family, and friends strengthens the bonds that we share. I thought today we would visit some of our celestial neighbors. If you don't know them well, I will be glad to introduce them to you. We will talk in miles and then eventually light years. I have a few great ways to understand distances. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, our discussion will include the temperature on each planet. Well, there's five factors that you need to know that cause a planet's surface temperature to vary. First one, composition. What it's made of. Is it solid? Does it have liquid on its surface, and is it a gas? Next one, topography. Well, let's talk about the shape of the planet, mountains, valleys, you know, things of that nature. Number three, the atmosphere. Does it have one, and does that atmosphere retain heat, hold in heat? Number four, the amount of water. Think about our Earth. Hey, we're made mostly of water. It makes sense. And number five, and this obviously is a sense maker, the distance from the sun. Now, the way I describe that is this, and one of my favorite things to do is in the wintertime is to sit by the fire outside. You make a rip-roaring fire going, and you're close to the fire. Your boots are just, you know, sort of on the rocks or on the fire ring. And if you were to move a little bit further away, you would, within minutes, feel the temperature difference. Move a few more feet away, temperature difference. And that's what it's like when we talk about the distance from the sun. And even though we have a closer relative, I thought we'd start at the beginning of the solar system and the planet that's closest to the big yellow ball in the sky, the sun. Well, Mercury, it's a small friend. It's less than half the size of the Earth. We will use rotation and revolution speeds so that we can easily understand the days and years on planets. So we're going to talk about, anytime I say it's a certain amount of days, certain amount of years, those would be the days equivalent to what it is on that planet. So, because it's Happy New Year here in one revolution round, Happy New Year, you got 365 days. If you're going around the sun and if you're on Mercury, it's 88 days. Remember, being closer to the sun, its pathway is much smaller. Now, here is a crazy cool fact. One day on Mercury takes 59 Earth days. That tells you that it rotates on its axis very, very slow. So think about this. Here's a fun fact. There's only about 1.5 days every year on Mercury. So now let's talk Celsius so you can understand Celsius for a little bit. It makes it real easy. Freezing, 0. Boiling, 100. So since it's easy to comprehend that way, now let's go to the temperature on Mercury. The temperature on Mercury is 427 degrees. Remember, boiling point is 100 degrees. Make sure you hydrate well if you're heading out to Mercury. So moving closer to Earth, Venus is hotter than Mercury. Well, how can that be if it's further from the sun? So let's talk about the blanket that's on your bed right now. Does it make heat? No. It traps body heat in. And that's what keeps you warm. And you know this, there are some blankets that work better than others because simply it traps more heat in. Well, Venus has an atmosphere that contains 100,000 times more carbon dioxide than our Earth's. This acts like a big blanket. Also, the composition of the planet adds to the heat. So you put those two things together and it is 462 degrees Celsius there. Pretty warm, I'd say. 1 year, 225 days. 1 day, 243 days. 1 day, is longer than 1 year. So that tells you its rotation speed is super, super slow. Yeah, it's very slow. I've already had a show on the Earth-Sun-Moon relationships, so I won't discuss them now. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are some really cool fun facts that you should listen to on that show. But don't leave this show to get to that one. Say, hey, check this one out. Learn about all of our neighbors. Let's go for a couple visits here and there. And then when you get the chance, listen to the Earth-Sun-Moon relationship show. Now, there's been recent, you know, talk, and you see this all the time, about space travel to Mars. So let's see if that really can happen. Think about these two facts. The furthest we've ever traveled in space is to the moon, and that's 238,000 miles, approximately a quarter of a million. Hey, I know that was a while ago, and I know that we can travel a little bit further in space, but Mars is a whopping 52 million miles from Earth. So 238,000, 52 million, big, big difference. Next, let's think of the cost. Hey, I love astronomy. You can see this by all the things I'm speaking about. But how many problems on Earth could we solve with the money that it would cost to create a craft? I don't want to call it a spaceship, call it a craft, that could get over to Mars. I know there's private companies out there getting involved, but if you do a cost analysis, does it make this trip feasible? So just something to think about out there, because you will continue to hear people talk about it. And just so you know, that the way that our space program continues to get funded is they always need to come up with new projects. Hey, and I think we should, because there's so many cool things in space to learn about. Well, here's a few Mars facts. It has dry riverbeds and polar ice caps. So yeah, water does exist there. The surface temperature fluctuates from negative 140 degrees to 17 degrees Celsius. So you better make sure you're wearing your thermals when you go there. You can see that our revolution periods, they're getting larger as we get distances away from the sun. Makes sense, because 1 year on Mars is 687 days. 1 day is really close to ours. Theirs is 24 hours, 37 minutes. So we got something that's common there, yes. Now, I pride myself with a few cool Western belts. Well, our solar system has its own cool belt called the asteroid belt, found between Mars and Jupiter. These minor planets, and that's sometimes what they're referred to, they're made of nickel and iron, which is similar to the core of our Earth. And their size ranges from the size of a house to the size of Rhode Island. So we've got small rocks to larger rocks out there. Now, as we move a little bit further out and watch when the distances begin to jump, now you're going to be like, holy moly on this one. But I'll get to that in a second. Jupiter is the first planet made from gases. It is quite large. Jupiter's diameter is 11 times the size of the Earth's. That's pretty amazing. It has many moons, four of which can easily be seen from Earth. One of my college professors, my astronomy classes, he had taken us up on a mountaintop out in the Pocono Mountains, brought out the scopes, I brought my own, some hot tea and lemon, sat on the mountaintop, and I am telling you, we looked at so many cool celestial things, but we were able to see four of Jupiter's moons very, very well. We didn't see this happening, but the coolest moon is Europa. It has a frozen ocean, and on top of the ocean, many times there's erupting volcanic material that comes out on top of the ice. Now, I find that to be just really, really neat. You can actually see the four largest moons with the naked eye. You could see them, and we're now at 500 million miles from the sun. And that's not really far when we think about some other things out in space, but we'll get there. 1 year is now 11.8 Earth years. So again, revolutions period getting very much larger. 1 day is 9 hours, 55 minutes, and the surface temp is negative 140 degrees. So fun fact, the reason the asteroids are constantly being jostled in space is the Sun and Jupiter, they play a tug of war with gravity, and they're just constantly pulling on them. And another fun fact, the eye of Jupiter is a raging electrical storm. It is also the first planet with a ring, because people think about only Saturn as having them. They are made mostly from volcanic ash, which comes from one of its moons, Io. Now, moving to the next planet, Saturn is close to 1 billion miles away, and it still can be seen without a telescope. So it has the rings that, you know, with your, the rings that are there, if you have, again, if you have like a pair of Zeiss binoculars, that's a brand name. There's many different brands that are out there. If you have like a great pair of binoculars, you can actually see the rings with it, or you need a very good telescope. Now, rings are 7 miles thick, and they're made of chunks of ice and rock. Their sizes go from a house to a pencil point in size, like a tiny, tiny, tiny little things. The planet has 18 moons. A fun fact, its moon Titan is larger than Mercury. So you're going, okay, so why is it a planet, a moon? Remember this, planets orbit the sun and moons orbit planet. Size doesn't matter in any of that there. So now let's talk about a year there. 1 year is now 29.5 years. 1 day, 10 hours, 39 minutes. Surface temperature, it is now a balmy negative 178 degrees. A fun fact, it has a jet stream, so do we. Our jet stream, if you're ever traveling in it, you know, you're in a plane, you're going from west to east, goes about 700 miles an hour. Saturn has a jet stream, which goes 1,000 miles an hour. The next planet that is the butt of many jokes, Uranus, and I had to say it that way. Well, you know, I get it. You know, I'm sure you get it. Well, if you're a real astronomer, you actually call it Uranus. So, you know what? We're going to stay with the Uranus name there because we happen to be scientists on the show, don't we? Now, it's another gas planet that also has rings, but it's also close to 2 billion miles away. Again, think about this. Our solar system and these planets are like some of the closest things, neighbors to us. And this neighbor you're going calling on is 2 billion miles away. 1 year makes sense. 84 years. 1 day, 17 hours, 8 minutes. And notice that these planets all have much quicker rotation speeds. It's easier to go faster when you're made of gas. So if you notice the last couple of planets as I'm talking about them, you're going, wow, those days are really quick. Those days are really quick. Well, because they're made of gas, they can go faster. Here's a fun, cool fact. Its moon, Miranda, think about like if you were making a jigsaw puzzle and you're so proud you just put it all together and somehow magically it blows up. And as all the pieces are going away, gravity pulls all the pieces of the puzzle back in, but pulls them back to different places. This actually happened to the planet. It exploded. Its gravitational pulled all the pieces back together, but in different places. It also, a fun fact, is between Uranus and our next planet, Neptune, their elliptical shaped orbits, which is a round oval, I shouldn't say round, it's an oval orbit, they sometimes overlap. So there are times that Neptune is closer to the sun than Uranus. So there's just a little fun fact on that one. Now, Neptune is the last of the gas planets. You ever notice that many of these names are all mythological names? Hey, deals with, you know, being named many years ago. Well, it also has thin rings. And I said this before, most people just think about Saturn as having rings. But hey, there are a lot of planets out there that have rings. Uh-huh. Now, the dark spot on Neptune is the size of the Earth with winds up to 1,000 miles an hour. Well, now we're talking about, we're about 3 billion miles away. So 1 year, 165 Earth years. 1 day, remember, still a gas planet. So it's 6 hours, 7 minutes. The temperature, negative 214 degrees C. Now, here's a fun fact about one of the moons of Neptune, Triton. It has an active geyser on it. Well, hey, And I've been out to Yellowstone. I always say this on these shows that Yellowstone is like my summertime playland. Been there so many times. My favorite place. Actually, I'm going to say my favorite place in the solar system. I know I haven't been all there, but I'm going to tell you right now. So I love to watch the geysers. But the geyser on Triton, it spews out nitrogen gas there. So Pluto, in recent years, it's taken a bad celestial rap, you know. Some scientists say it's not a planet. Some say it's a minor planet in space. Remember, if it orbits the sun, it is a planet. So this scientist, the Joey B guy here on this side of the microphone, I say it's a planet. So I'm going to tell you the size of the planet does not matter. So let's just do this. Ask a woman, would she rather have a 55-inch TV or a 5-carat diamond ring? Well, the man who buys her the TV, I guess he'll never see her again. Now, Pluto has a moon about the same size called Charon. Remember, moons orbit planets. Aha. So 1 year on Pluto, 248 years. 1 day is now 6 days, or Earth days there. Remember, because Pluto is made of rock and ice. It's heavier because it's now a solid planet, so it's a slower rotation speed. We're about 3.5 billion miles from the sun, so the temperature is negative 230. And if I were you, I would plan on packing that extra parka. Man, it's cold out there. Now, we've done some recent discoveries, and we found another, and I'm just going to call it a space object. I'm not going to call it a planet. I'm not going to call it a moon. And it is past Pluto, and we gave it the name Kwa-O-R, and it was named for Native American Tongva tribe, so we gave it that name. Really cool name. I just love that one. And is this our next planet? Well, stay tuned as the astronomers continue our research. Now, anything past this distance is measured in light years. That's the distance that light travels in 1 year. So I'm going to give you something so that you can really figure out, because people always talk about light year, but what does it really mean? I'm going to tell you right now, give you this example, you'll never forget. So let's just start with first the fact. Remember, the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second. So now let's travel at that speed. So if you're listening to this show and you're driving or riding a bike, don't do this example. But if you're stationary, I'm going to tell you, this is one you got to do. When I say go, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Go. Now open them. In that time, if you were traveling at the speed of light, you would have gone around the Earth 8 times. That's how fast the speed of light is. So when we say something is a light year away, that's really, really far. And our next closest relatives is a star, which are light years away. But that's a story for another day. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.